I'm hoping episode 777 will somehow be lucky. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But anyway, the today's topic is the fact that, there's a debate going on in the United States with the FCC regarding what's adequate broadband for most people. And Tom Wheeler has come out and said that he's the FCC chairman. He said that it should be like 25 megabits down. And, you know, I forgot what it was, 3 or 5 up or something, which is, that would be considered, you know, minimum for, you know, a good broadband connection. And based on that definition, well, not too many people have that sort of broadband. Now, the companies that do have it are, of course, the cable companies. Now, Of course, the telecoms that already have that don't have 25 megs down, of course, are, you know, they're operating DSL lines, and so you're talking about AT&T and Verizon and CenturyLink and those kind of guys, and they don't want to touch that infrastructure because it's really expensive, and insert list of excuses here, so for them, I can understand why they're trying to push against it, because that means they're not going to get federal subsidies and da da da. There's lots of things that it means if they're not providing adequate broadband. Whereas the cable companies, for them, it's actually pretty easy to provide the broadband, and you can actually get 25 megs. In fact, I had 50 megs down and I think 10 up. But I think that Comcast increased it again or something crazy like that. So it's strange to hear Comcast on one hand giving me that kind of broadband without charging me any more than they already do. And they charge me an arm and a leg, don't get me wrong, but they're not. It's not a substantial price increase, at least not more than their normal, their normal yearly just seem to creep up the price for no reason. But certainly, they're creeping up the broadband without me asking for it, which I can't really complain about, I guess. But at the same time, they're offering the service, and yet they're coming out against this definition of broadband. Now, it turns out, right? You know, the whole reason why would they do that? Well, it turns out, right? If they to agree that this is adequate broadband, they would also be backing themselves into a corner, saying, "Yeah, there's no competition," because they know, as we do as consumers, that for reasonable high speed broadband in the United States, most people don't have competition, period. They have the cable company, and that's it. And, you know, in some cases, you have Fios. And so, you know, in some cases, you maybe an increasing number of cases, you're going to have Google Fiber at some point. But the point being is that most people don't have a choice in high-speed broadband, where using the 25 megabit definition, possibly more than that. So, it's just funny to hear, to see the cable companies contradict themselves yet again. Of course, with all the astroturfing that they're doing currently, trying to curry favor to get the merger with Time Warner, which is in nobody's best interest but Comcast's. None of this surprises me, but it's just yet another example of the cable companies lying to us and to the government. And this is just another one. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.